Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex, and then have a short conversation about it. For deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. And for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. You can find a complete podcast archive over at PleasureMechanics.com. This week, I want to share with you an excerpt from one of the essays in The Ultimate Guide to Kink, edited by Tristan Taramino, who's a fabulous sex educator and porn producer. And she's put together this book that contains lots of essays by different kinky experts. And so we'll be sharing a selection of these essays over time with you. Today I want to talk about cock and ball play. And just the word cock and ball play might make you bristle or cringe, but what I want to share is an excerpt from an author named Hardy Haberman, and he's going to demystify cock and ball play for us a little bit. And what I want you to keep in mind as you listen to this is that just like any other part of the body, the cock and balls can be played with in a huge range of ways, from very light to very extreme, and you get to find your own place within that spectrum that's most arousing for you. So here it goes. This is from the essay called A Little Cock and Ball Play by Hardy Haberman. What starts as a playful little diversion can become a supercharged sexual romp with a little imagination and a few toys. I'm talking about a practice commonly called cock and ball torture, or CBT. Now, don't let that word torture stop you. Most of what we call CBT is playful and fun, and it can be as wild or as tame as you and your partner desire. A man's genitals are both very sensitive and very resilient. This means they can take a lot of stress as well as be delightfully responsive to sensations both intense and mild. Add to this the emotional investment men have in the equipment between their legs, and you get an ideal playground for a creative partner with a kinky streak. Before trying any kind of CBT, it's important to establish good communication with your partner. If you are a man playing with another man, you can use your own experience to gauge how sensations might feel for your partner. But remember that everyone experiences sensations differently. Just because you have a penis, you can't assume your partner's penis will react the same way as yours. Communicating about what is working for you and what is not working is important. For a woman playing with a man, it's even more essential to keep channels of communication open during the scene. It might not conform to your fantasy of what should happen, but for the first few times, it's better to have a good dialogue while the scene is going on. This will make future encounters easier and give you and your partner more confidence. Once you have this experience, adding more elaborate fantasy elements will be easier and more rewarding. A cock and ball torture scene is something you build up to, not jump into. Now, if that sounds overly cautious, so be it. I never like to play recklessly with my partner's genitals, since I usually want the opportunity to play with them again. Therefore, I err on the side of caution, even when I have the confidence in what I am doing. As the person in control of a scene, it's my job to be responsible for my partner's safety and well-being. If you break your toys, you can't play with them again. Cock and ball torture, or cock and ball play, as I think it is more aptly called, requires nothing more than a pair of hands and a good imagination. But a wide variety of toys are made specifically for this kind of fun. Since you may not want to invest a lot of money in toys you might use once and find you don't really like, I suggest the following for a beginner's collection: a coil of braided nylon rope, some wooden clothespins, an elastic bandage, and a toothbrush. With just a few items in your imagination, you and your partner can explore almost all the basic sensations in cock and ball torture. The mildly abrasive touch of a toothbrush can be very intense, especially when used on the head of a penis. Using the soft bristle model can pretty much ensure that you won't do any damage, but you may also use stiffer bristles if you wish. Though the skin of the penis would seem very delicate, it's actually pretty resilient, and as long as you are careful, you can deliver a lot of stimulation. Be careful not to actually abrade the skin or cut it. Though your partner will most likely recover, there's a chance of infection if the skin is broken, so use caution. Other fun toys for this kind of sensation play are paintbrushes, nylon scouring pads, mushroom brushes, feathers, and just about anything that can deliver a variety of sensations. Browsing in your kitchen gadget drawer can produce a bonanza of CBT toys. Using the elastic bandage is a simple skill, and if you have ever bandaged a wrist or ankle, it's pretty much the same thing. Maintain communication with your partner and avoid making the wraps too tight. You want to constrain the scrotum, not cut off all blood flow. Also be careful with the metal clip that's used to fasten the bandage, making sure there are sufficient layers of elastic between the teeth of the clip and the skin of your partner's balls. When bound properly, the skin of the scrotum will be stretched and the testes will be cradled in a nice neat wrap, looking like an inverted ice cream cone with two scoops of ice cream. Ooh, we'll stop there. Delicious. Okay, so that's just a little overview of what cock and ball play can look like. And again, they focused mostly on sensation toys and creating a wide range of sensations. In our Kinky Sex Mastery course, we go into 50 kinds of sensations you can create all over the body. And this includes different ways of playing with the genitals. And I think what I want you to take away here is just the image of using things like a toothbrush on the head of the penis. Make sure it's a clean one. But the idea of bringing in unusual implements to create unusual sensations on your partner's genitals immediately opens up your sexual experience. It immediately makes it fun and playful and brings a spirit of curiosity. Because when you're using a toothbrush for the first time on your partner's penis, you have to stop and say, how does that feel? And this? How about this? And just that opening of communication and that curiosity you're bringing is a good infusion for your sex life. So when you hear cock and ball play, cock and ball torture, you don't have to go to extremes of clips and clamps and dangling weights from the scrotum. It can be as simple as a little tickle with a curious look in your eye and saying, what about this, dear? Try it. Try bringing one new sensation to your partner's penis or vulva and see what it does. Look them in the eye, try something new, and say, how does that feel, darling? And then report back. What did you do? What response did you get? We'd love to hear about it. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and report about your little sexual adventure, your mini adventure in sensation play, and let us know how it goes. Over at pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find easy ways to be in touch with us, as well as a complete podcast archive, and of course, our online courses that are waiting for you when you are ready to master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the online course of your choice, and be in touch. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.